Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before I tell you what we want to talk about on this latest podcast, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is the Snail Box. Discover the Snail Box, a one-in-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn in County Meath. Known for its mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin and Louth, the Snail Box is more than just a dining spot, it is an experience. Now, right now, the Snail Box is on a mission to set a Guinness World Record for the largest hat collection in the world. And they need your help. Help bring us to a unique hat from anywhere in the world. So when I was on my holidays recently, I brought back two or three, which I'll be dropping into the Snail Box. A hat from anywhere in the world, and swap it for an exclusive Snail Box hat. Join us in this historic challenge while enjoying a delightful meal. Just 20 minutes from the M50, the Snail Box is the perfect spot for good food, good fun, and making history with the record. And if you've ever been into the Snail Box, you will know the collection of baseball caps all stuck to the roof is unbelievable. It's incredible, actually. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I'd love to come on your podcast and talk about this, but it's too personal to my family at the moment, but you should discuss it. Our daughter is 16. She'll actually be 17 on Halloween. She has a boyfriend who is 18. They've been together for probably 6 months. We've met him and we've liked him. Anyway, we discovered last night that she has been having sex with him for the last few weeks. She admitted it to us when we found something. My husband absolutely lost it, and I had to calm him down because he wanted to go to the police and is still talking about it. I personally think he's overreacting. I know my daughter. She is mature, and it is a proper relationship. I would rather this than her having one-night stands like lots of her friends. He's still talking about taking this further. Can you discuss this because he loves your podcast? And that is from a lady called Tracy. So, Mr. D, your opinion on this?
Let's have a reason, but before we even take any calls on this, can we? And we've loads of people that want to talk about this. Can we have a reasonable debate about it with no exaggeration, hyperbole? This man is not a paedophile, for a start. This boy is not a paedophile.
He's 18. The girlfriend is 16. Yeah. But dad is not happy. Dad is right not to be happy. He's every right not to be happy.
Yes, but let's not make this man... First of all, he's... Okay, stop messaging and saying the young fella is a paedophile. He's not a paedophile, okay?
Well, the very first message. The boyfriend should be marched down to the Garda station. The girl is underage. Now, this girl who's 16 is underage. The legal age of consent in this country is 17. So she is underage.
Okay, but we're talking about ruining this man's life over the sake of... So she's 17 in October, okay? So we're talking about ruining this man's life over a couple of weeks. Is that what we're talking about?
Rules are rules, laws are laws. The fact of the matter is that this young woman is under the age of consent.
So what should we do? Lock him up? Give him a criminal record for life? Put him on the sex register?
Like I said, the amount of messages coming in saying this guy is a dirtbag, he should be charged with being a dirtbag, basically.
But he's not a dirtbag. They're in a relationship. There's a person that messages in to say that he groomed her. I'm not even going to take you on air with that stupid comment. He didn't groom her. Do you understand? That's an insult to people who were actually groomed, okay? They were in a relationship together. They still are in a relationship together. He didn't groom her. She is nearly 17. Put it this way. If we were having this discussion after October, it wouldn't even be a discussion.
No, but the fact of the matter is that it still happened. It still happened while she was 16.
He didn't groom her. They're in a relationship together. They're in a relationship for 6 months. I understand why, as a father of two children, of two girls, I understand why he's upset. But he needs to put his emotions aside and realise. And by the way, women, a lot of people are saying, oh, she's much more immature than he is. No, sorry. What planet are you guys living on? Girls are much more mature than boys are, okay? So this is not a 40-year-old man having sex with a 15-year-old. This is two teenagers who, there's what, 1.5 years between them or something like that? 1.5 years between them in a relationship together, in a loving, well, I don't know if it's a loving relationship, in a loving relationship together, and they had sex a couple of times, and you all want to ruin this man's life over that. Shame on you. Shame on you.
I don't know if you'd be saying that if it was one of your daughters we were talking about here.
Well, we're
if you're,
talking.
If and when your daughters get to 16, I don't think you would be feeling that way.
Sorry, if they...
You'd be like this father.
Well, I don't know. You're asking me a question that I don't know the answer to because I'm not in that position. But I'm saying let's be reasonable about that, okay? Let's just be reasonable. Let's not try and encourage this man to ruin this young fella's...
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that this young fella is an adult. This girl is a minor. She is under the age of consent.
Well, can we do this topic again in a couple of weeks when she's 17? Then we won't
But
be
the offence happened. The offence has already happened.
Okay, but... When I'm looking at the... Okay, do you think it's as bad for someone to be caught... And I'll give you an analogy. Is it as bad for someone to be done for 5 kilometres over the speed limit as opposed to 30 kilometres over the speed limit? Which is worse? Both are breaking the law, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is worse?
Well, obviously the faster one is worse because it's more dangerous.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me bring in Mike with his opinion on this.
He's not a paedophile, lads, but it's still statutory rape. If it was my daughter, I'd be fucking livid and you'd have to tie me down to stop me doing something to him.
Now, that message from Mike, as I said, I think Jeremy and fathers of daughters would feel very, very differently. You just heard Mike's message there a moment ago saying he'd have to be tied down if we're his
Again,
daughter.
That is an overreaction. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for the protection of children and all that. But stop calling an 18-year-old a groomer like he groomed this girl. They are in a relationship together, okay? And again, I'm sorry to harp on about this. If we were having this discussion in 2 weeks' time, you would all be saying, there's nothing wrong.
She will be over the age of consent.
Okay, but ruin a man's life over 2 weeks, then, or 3 weeks, whatever the case may be.
This has been going on for months. 085-825-2626 is our number. Yvonne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Yvonne?
How are you, lads? How are you today?
Good, thanks, Yvonne. Well, can you understand why this father is spitting bullets?
I can, to be completely honest. At the end of the day, it's gone on for months that the family or that the parents know about. No teenage girl is going to run straight up to her parents and tell them straight up, oh, I'm seeing this man. They were together a lot more than just a few months. I think they should definitely report him. When I was 14, I was with a 24-year-old, and the stuff that he used to say to me and just to make me feel loved, I suppose you could say, it was crazy. Like, they know
like what? Give me an example.
Oh, God. One example would be he texted me one day, you're going to feel pain, but it'll be good pain. And obviously, you know, a 14-year-old me was like, I don't get what you're trying to say. Well, when you give birth to our kids, like, he was telling me everything I wanted to hear to get everything he wanted. Like, he'd send a message saying, oh, it's over. And I'd be like, why? What's going on? Like, and he'd be like, oh, EastEnders is over. Like, mind games, 100%. If I was that parent, I would be
okay. So you were 14. He was what age?
24.
Okay, now that's a big difference.
It's a massive difference, but from that age and kind of a younger girl, I would be worried that she'd be going through the same. Yes. To be honest,
you see,
so
you're,
I would report her.
Your situation is grooming, from what I can tell.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure that part out.
No, the victim of grooming.
There's something to it.
But that's the problem. A victim of grooming never knows that they're being groomed because they don't have the capacity because of their age to realize it. But this girl. has not been groomed, would you agree, by her boyfriend, by her own boyfriend, who was literally, I think we've worked it out, I'm going through the messages here because all the details are on the messages. I think there's only something like 14 months in between the boyfriend and the girlfriend.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, though, Jeremy...
14 months.
The fact of the matter is, this guy is over the age of 18. He is an adult. He can vote.
By the way, lads, if none of you think that people are having sex at the age of 15 and 16, you're all living in no,
nobody said that.
Okay, so...
Nobody said that.
People are having sex at a young age.
The fact of the matter is that this guy is an adult. He's 18. Now, By the way,
Yvonne's situation is not the same as this situation.
I understand that, but Yvonne said that she would report this guy. Didn't you, Yvonne?
1,000%. I can guarantee you this is going on at least a year, if not more. So then now we're looking at maybe 15, even younger. Do you know, like, she didn't get with this fella and go straight to her parents and be like, oh, I have a new boyfriend. No teenage girl is going to do that. They're obviously going to be going out together for a little while, texting on all this. I'd say it's going on years, personally. From my own experience, that's what was happening with mine.
And I
didn't go and tell my parents that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we said, yours is slightly different in that there was a much bigger age difference than in this case.
But
you still think the same principle applies, do you?
1,000%, yeah. Yeah,
but
it's a completely
different. You're comparing apples to oranges here. You were groomed by a paedophile. You were literally.
Well, how do we not know that he's doing the same thing to her?
Because they're in
my boyfriend.
They're in a relationship together.
I was in a relationship,
but
you
were 14. You were probably I don't know at what age is that considered prepubescent? Maybe not 14. But
a child.
You were a child.
Yeah, but she still is a child as well.
Okay, but there's a
she's
difference.
Only 16.
There is no difference. There is no difference in law.
We're not talking about law. This isn't a courtroom. I'm talking about the difference between a child in the eyes of the law and a child, like, I mean, 17-year-old young fella is a child. Yeah, I have a nephew who's 17 years of age. I never could call him a child. Like, he doesn't watch cartoons. You know, he doesn't...
If he breaks the law, he'll appear in the children's court.
Lads, I just said I'm not talking about court. I'm talking about life. We're talking about life here. And 17-year-old may be a child in the eyes of the law when it comes to other things.
Mm-hmm.
But 17, you were 14 years of age. And I understand that you feel strongly about that because of what you went through, but it's not the same situation. And we are demonising an 18-year-old boy who's in a relationship with a girl.
What you have to consider, Jeremy,
Yvonne, we're demonising an 18-year-old man. He's not a boy.
Well, a lot of people
exactly.
don't.
And we are only hearing what the daughter has told her parents. Her parents, she's not going to tell everything to her parents. We have to take that into consideration.
Well, no, we know, and we can't say we just can't say. We told her we wouldn't say. We know how the parents found out about this sex going on. Let's just say it involved finding contraceptives. That's all we can say about it. So that's how
That's how they found out. You know, I guarantee you there's a lot more that's going on that they don't know about. It's scary, but it's true. Like, I was going out to meet this man at 14 and I was living at home, obviously. I was staying up all night, ringing him, texting him. He was calling to the house when my parents weren't there. Like, it's too dangerous that he needs to be reported.
Okay, now, Jeremy said earlier on, do we want to destroy a young man's life over...
But what about her life? Do you know, when she's, I'm 33 now, when she's 33 and she looks back and realises, okay, this is what's gone on. Do you know?
So do you think I was, up until a few years ago, I was completely naive of the behaviour of teenagers, but I know they're all having sex at 14, 15, sometimes even younger
than
that. Do you think all
14.
Their... We've spoken to callers on this show before who've lost their virginity at 14, 15. I think it's disgusting. It's deplorable. But their lives haven't been ruined by it. She was not sexually assaulted. In the eyes of the law, maybe she was, but she's not... She didn't run to the guards and say I was sexually assaulted. All she ended up telling her parents is, me and my boyfriend had sex. That's all she is saying. And we are making this young fella out to be a predator, to be a paedophile, which he's not, even in the eyes of the law, he's not a paedophile because a paedophile is an attraction to someone who is prepubescent. She's not prepubescent. She is a month and a half away from being legally able to consent. Okay.
Yeah, but when
so now you want to water down the law then?
14.
Yeah.
No, I think the age of consent should stay the same. In fact, I think it should be older, if possible, 18. But I'm also a realist.
What's the point in that?
No, I'm also a realist, guys, and I realise that as shocking and disgusting, because it wasn't that way when I was a teenager, let me tell you, I realise that they are more sexually active at a younger age. But you're literally talking about putting this fella on the sex offenders register, guys. That's what you're talking about.
Well, Yvonne believes that's proper order for him.
Like, did you tell your parents everything growing up, or did you tell them the good version of stuff?
Well, of course you told them the good version of stuff.
I'm trying to say. We don't know what's going on. There could be a whole lot more. We don't know. He could be forcing her. We don't
know.
There
could be a whole lot.
She's not going to.
So we know the full story. They're dating 6 months. There's no other story.
Were you talking to the girl herself?
No, we weren't. We weren't talking to her. In fact, she does not even know that her mother contacted us.
There you go. I'm telling you, trust me, there is a lot more going on here than...
What more could be going on, Yvonne, please?
That's what I'm saying. He could be forcing her into it. He could be...
What?
Like, messing with her head. We don't know.
Did it never cross your mind that girls sometimes lead that whole thing, the sex thing? Like, that's a very naive attitude to think that it's always the young fella that wants to have sex, always wants to have sex. Girls' behaviour as well, teenage girls' behaviour, they want sex as much as boys do sometimes.
No, I get that. I do get that. But at the end of the day, he is older than her. We don't know when this started. Sure, she could have been 13 for all we don't know. She's obviously not told her parents everything. If it was my daughter, I would be going to... I'd be already in the guard station, to be honest.
You'd already be there. All right, stay there for a second, please, Yvonne. I want to go... Sorry, what's wrong?
I just can't get out of Yvonne what more she thinks is going. And Yvonne, again, with complete respect for what you went through, you were groomed. It is disgusting. And maybe that's what's giving you a skewed opinion of what's going on here. But I don't know what else you think is going on here. They're literally a relationship that started...
Listen to what Yvonne said. She was also in a relationship.
She was 14, lad.
Being told he was going to marry me.
Oh, yeah, because he was grooming you. Because he was grooming you.
Yes, but we were in... He was my boyfriend in every concept. We were walking, we'd walk down...
Okay, now, a lot of people will argue, though, Yvonne, that in this particular case, the parents have already met this guy, and even in the message said they quite like him. He's not bad.
I'd be very... If it was my daughter, I would be going. And it's up at the end of the day, it's up to her parents. But I'd be very, very wary. She's not going to tell her parents everything. There is no teenage girl or boy out there that will tell their parents everything. You will get the good version, and you will have to dig deeper to find out what really is going on.
Well, stay with me for 1 second, if you can, please, because I want to play a message which I've been asked to play for you. Would you have a listen to this?
Yeah.
Yvonne is talking absolute shite. The situation that you guys are talking about now is nothing compared to what Yvonne was in. She was 14 with a man 10 years older than her. These kids both have, 14, 16 months between them? Not putting a guy on a register for being 18 and his girlfriend being a year younger than him. Not fucking 10 years older, Yvonne.
Yvonne, do you not accept that? And this is what I said to you a while ago, that there is a big difference in your story.
Oh no, there is a massive difference, but forget about the age of my story for a sec. What I'm saying is there was stuff underneath that when my parents found out and I told them that he was a little bit older than me, didn't tell them obviously the exact age, there was stuff I lied. They can lie because she's going to do whatever she can do to protect her boyfriend. At that age, that's all that matters to us. Our young girls, we just want to protect our boyfriends.
Okay, stay there for a moment. I want to go to Stephanie. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, guys.
Now, Stephanie, what did you want to say on this?
So I'm not going to give names, but I've actually been in that situation with a friend of mine.
Okay. As you said, don't give any names, but tell me the story here.
Now, they were in a relationship and he'd met the family. They loved him. He was a lovely lad, met the friend group. You know, typical dating relationship. I think he was 18, she was 16. And it was grand. And then the father found out that the relationship became sexually intimate. It wasn't just, you know, going for a coffee or anything like that. And he absolutely lost it. What happened after that was he forced her to go to the guards to make a claim of statutory rape. She was in the floods of tears. And detectives came out and they questioned her family, her siblings, and I was questioned as well because I was her best friend. And they basically asked me straight up, was she forced? Was she raped? Was anything like that non-consensual throughout their whole relationship? Straight away, I said no. I said he never put a hand out of place. He didn't groom her. She loved him. That was the way it was. She was happy with him. But she immediately was forced by her father to walk into that station and make that complaint. She didn't want to. She wanted to stay with this lad.
And what was the upshot? Okay, so, well, sorry. Firstly, what was the age difference? What age was he? What age was she?
He was a year and a half older. And so she was about to turn 17 and he was 18.
Okay, so it's a very similar story, a very similar age.
Very similar. But she very similar.
She was made by her parents to go to, they brought her to the Garda station, basically.
Yep, and then what happened after that was her mother actually brought her back down to the Garda station and she explained to a female guard, not a male guard, she wanted a female, that she was forced by her father to make that statement, make that complaint, and she didn't want to do it. And they dropped it there and then. The guards dropped it there and then because she herself was very adamant. There was no grooming. There was no force. There was nothing like that throughout their relationship. And it absolutely destroyed, in part, her father-daughter relationship.
So, listening to this story and listening to Tracy and her husband, the husband wants to do exactly what happened to your friend.
I wouldn't advise it. If he's listening, don't do it. At the end of the day, I'm all for, you know, child protection. I was grooming myself. And then when I was younger, unfortunately, I was molested to a great extent. This is not the same as being groomed and forced into something. A lot of people can argue about the age, but the fact of the matter is he's probably, what, a year and a half older?
About
maybe?
The same, yeah, about the same.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to say it, at 16, a lot of us girls, we know what we're doing.
No. According to, and Yvonne, I'm not picking on you, hope you don't think I am, but according to Yvonne, girls that age are naive and will be.
No, we're not.
Coaxed.
We are absolutely not.
Well, I know that, and will be coaxed.
Oh, Yvonne, what do you say to that? That this young one at 16 years of age knows exactly what she's doing and is doing it with.
Now, sorry, having
full
said
knowledge
that,
of what she's doing.
Having said that, Yvonne, if we were talking about a 40-year-old man who was dating her, I'd say, well, that's grooming. But, you know, she's 16 and he's 18. Mentally, does very little. In fact, mentally, I would say she's probably more mature than he is. Because 18-year-old young fellas are immature little shites.
Oh, no, I get that. Believe me, I get that. And I'm sorry that the other girl was grooming too. I'm very sorry for that. But the manipulation. That's like, we don't know what he's saying to her. We don't know what they're talking to person. She's only going to give the good things. Obviously, she's only going to give the good things. She doesn't want to be that girl. Oh, look at that girl now. Her father brought her to the guards. She's not going to want that. She's going to do everything in her power to stop that. We don't know what's truly going on. And that's the worrying part.
And your point is that you did everything in your power to believe that this was a good relationship and you'd do anything to protect him.
Oh, God, yeah. I lost friends. Like, he was seeing, I know it sounds stupid at the age of 14, but he was seeing my best friend too. My best friend was coming to me saying, oh, I was with him last night. And I'd be ringing him going, what's the story here? And he'd be like, oh, God, no. Where I'd be looking at messages from him on her phone. And he'd be like, no. And I'd be like, all right, so. And towards the end, I had no one. Like, my brother, he was diagnosed with cancer. And because I was upset, he decided to break up with me. Like, we don't know what's going on between them. That's my point. It's scary because she's not going to tell them.
Okay, do me a favour and stay there for 1 second, if you can, please. And Lola, I'll be with you in a second. This is Sean.
How's it going, lads? Afternoon. Yeah, at the end of the day, look, she's underage. He's an adult. She's still classed as a minor. It's an illegal act. And Jer, stop saying that. It's, oh, you're all going to risk ruining his life. It's not us risking it, us ruining his life. It's himself. He's the one taking this action himself. We're not forcing him to fucking jump on a 16-year-old. He's doing it himself. I'd definitely sit down and have a few words with him. Tell him that it needs to fucking stop. I'd say the same to my daughter. She's underage. It's illegal. End of story. Like, it doesn't matter if they're in a loving, happy relationship or not. The act itself is illegal. And as you said, oh, well, if we had this a few months ago when she's 17, yeah, when she's 17, she'd be classed as legal, so it wouldn't be a fucking story then. I wouldn't say he's a pedo or anything like that, but he definitely, like, he knows she's underage, so he definitely needs to fucking cop on. It's only putting himself at risk. Take it easy.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lola, why are you annoyed with what Yvonne is saying here?
I just think Yvonne's scenario is very, very different, to be honest with you. If I was that father and he was a year and a half older, look, a fair case of his daughter, she was using contraception in the first place. She would admittedly say that she was, making love or whatever she was with her boyfriend. I would be very happy that my daughter would be open about that. 16 on a...
Well, it's not that she was necessarily open about it. Mammy and daddy...
No, I know she wasn't, but it's in the better that she told the truth. Because what I would do as a parent in that situation, and I have a 20-year-old nearly, I would make sure that she's on contraception. I'd be very happy. I would want to know where she's having sex with the boyfriend. And I would rather her have sex in the house on contraception and an STD test and know that it's in the house, not in the field down the back road. Also, there is a thing in the Irish Court of Law. You cannot, the dad could bring, I think he's just angry at daddy's girl, bring him to the police room, his life would come in record. But there is a clause in the Irish law called Romeo and Juliet. So basically, I have it here actually.
A proximity of age, basically.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's called the Romeo and Juliet defense. It means that the person has been charged with an offense engaging in sexual acts with the child who is 15 and 16 years age. Even for 40%, only if all of these conditions apply, that he or she is younger or not more than 2 years older than the child. He got off, of course. You're just going to ruin his life. And the daughter, can you imagine that? They've been together for 6 months. It's different if it's like a one-night stand. Yes, I'd be angry, you know what I mean? But if they're together 6 months, like, they're gonna have sex if they want to. You have to understand that. Like,
okay, but the fact of the matter is, Lola, that the law is the law. This young man is an adult, and this young woman is is a minor.
Yeah, but not technically. Yes, okay, in the eyes of the law, correct. But also at the same time, in the eyes of law, there is a plea in the law for the Romeo and Juliet defense in the Irish law system. So he'll get away with it.
But sorry, Lola, that's not law. The Romeo and Juliet is just a defense if it goes legal. It can be it doesn't give the green light for underage sex. Let's just be very clear about that.
No, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Like, 100%. When it's in, like, you know, a consensual relationship, but it's like 16-year-old and like whatever age he is, like a year and a half older.
Okay, but your bottom line is that Yvonne...
Even for 14 and a 24-year-old, absolutely terrible, like 100%.
And Yvonne, you have to accept that, well, you do know that your story is very different and very much worse.
1,000%. I never once said it was the same story. I am saying that from what is going on, the secrets that I kept to protect him, to protect the fact that I was in a relationship, I lied non-stop. I told my parents what they wanted to hear. When they eventually found out that I was in a relationship, I told them, oh, he's 17 going on 18. And that's my point. Do we even know for sure he's exactly 18? Do we know that? Tell them what they want to hear.
No, sorry, we've worked out exactly from the messages here. 14 months, from what I can see, between the two. 14 months.
Do you know, that's my point, is what she's not telling them.
Well, okay, what about that argument? What about that argument, Lola, that this is more a conversation about what...
I think, unfortunately, your case is very, very different. It's extremely different, this topic. We're not talking about a 14-year-old. We're talking about a 16 and, like, a 17, 18-year-old. It's totally on a different radar. You know, a 14-year-old, absolutely criminal. Do you know what I mean? 100%, and I totally agree with you on that, but not at this way. What you need to do, if they're together 6 months, you protect them. Make sure they're having sex in a protected place if they're going to be doing it. Make sure they're contraception and make sure they're safe. And educate them. And keep them, you know, just educate them. But accept that if they've done it once, they're going to do it again. So that's it. You know, if they love each other, that's it. Or if they're happy together for 6 months, she's not sleeping around by the sounds of it. Like, that's it, really. Your case is totally on a different level. And I'm really sorry for what happened to you. Because I do.
Okay, Yvonne, just respond to that. Yours is on a completely different level altogether.
Completely. But what my point I'm making is the secrets that I kept. I was nearly 16 by the time that we eventually finished. Do you know, I was nearly 16. I'm telling you now, there are secrets that she's keeping. She is telling them the PG version of that relationship. That is the worrying part. Yes,
do you not think he's on that maybe?
We don't know.
You should go to
Lola, listen, I'm after trying to talk a few times now and you're talking over me and it's kind of starting to piss me off. What I'm saying is we don't know what is going on behind closed doors. We don't know what he's saying to her, what he's making her do, what she is doing. She didn't even come to her parents. She had no choice but to tell her parents something. So no, obviously she's going to tell them the PG version.
She found contraception. She admitted what was happening.
Yes, but that even that, they found them. She didn't go to them.
Well,
they
no, found if it was my her, daughter, so I would be surprised if she was using contraception and she told me the truth. And she was honest. The dad's annoyed, fair enough. Daddy's girls are old. Of course they don't want their daughters at that age, these people, but that's what happens in life. She's 16, she's taking precautions. She was honest, she told them.
I'm just going from my thing, and I know before you say it,
but
I know
you're
it's not the same.
I'm sorry.
I know.
We know it's different,
but all the main point that Yvonne is trying to make here is that what is going on here that she doesn't know about? Telling her parents about,
well,
should I say?
That's a whole other topic. I think Yvonne's topic should be about grooming. This is about a 16-year-old and a 14-month-age gap. This is like child abuse, what Yvonne's gone through. This is not child abuse, what they're going through. It was consensual, which the girl has obviously told her parents she did. That's different.
They found out.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It wasn't voluntary.
I didn't go to my parents like in the morning time at breakfast and have them bowl of cornflakes to say, by the way, I had sex last night. You know, it's like that.
Yes, but you would have, if it was a normal relationship, you'd go, by the way, I'm kind of seeing someone. But at that, you're going to have been seeing them for months before, even years before you go and talk to your parents.
6 months.
That we know of.
That's Yvonne's point, that we know of. Stay there for a second, Lola, because I've been asked to play this voice note for you from Jonathan.
Well, that's me again. Just for Lola there. See, people like Lola are the problem. The laws are there. You know, you only need Romeo and Juliet defense to defend yourself if you do something wrong. But according to the horse, he done nothing wrong. You know, technicalities and all that. It's people like Lola, women like her, that are part of the problem, telling their children that it's okay to do this, we'll find a way around it. The lad broke the law. It's as simple as that.
Okay, Lola, what do you say to that? The lad broke the law, it's as simple as that.
I think that they are two young people. I think a judge will be very, very naive and very hesitant to hand down. Imagine ruining a man's life that has been in a consensual relationship and given them a criminal record.
But the point about the age of consent is that somebody below the age of consent is not legally allowed to consent.
Yeah, I know that's the point, but I would say that it would be... I think the dad's just having a little bit of a breakdown. I think he'll cool off and just realise that his daughter's growing up and bring him to court, you know what I mean? Imagine they stay together and you put a rape on someone and give him a criminal record. How awful would that be for that guy? The daughter, I'm sure, would be... Say, if she had been abused, I'm sure the dad has asked all these questions. She was honest about it, and yeah, being honest with you, I think that just is going to chill out. He's just going to have to accept his daughter's grown into a woman, and she's enough.
All right, thanks for your call. Let me bring in more opinions on this. Damien has been in touch.
Hi guys, it is a defence to having sex with somebody between the ages of 15 and 17 if the defendant is less than 2 years older.
Now, Neil has been in touch.
We can't ruin this man's life. He's not a paedophile. Unfortunately, it's happening every day of the week. Yeah, she's 16 and he's 18. It is against the law what they're doing, but whoever writes the laws, sometimes the laws are not written properly. There you go. He's not a paedophile. That's all I'll say. Cheers.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. I've been reading some of the comments that you were putting up on our Facebook a while ago. You think this young man has broken the law and should be punished for it?
He has broken a law. The age of consent in this country is 17. The girl is 16. She is unable to give consent. So in the eyes of the law, the 18-year-old has committed statutory rape. The father should go to the Garda immediately. Report this.
That's what the father wants to do.
So hang on, I'm annoyed. So Anthony, you're saying she's legally she's not mature enough to give consent.
The law doesn't allow her to give consent.
Let me answer. Do you believe that this girl was not mature enough to give consent?
She is unable to give consent.
No, I'm asking
she
you a question. 16. Do you believe
the age of consent is 17?
You don't need to quote the law to me. Thank you, Anthony. I'm asking you a question. Do you think she was mature enough to be able to consent? Mature enough? Just yes or no?
Well, that's a silly question without knowing the girl, how could you possibly answer that question?
Do you think a 16-year-old is mature enough to consent to sex?
She is 16, not 17, so she is unable to give consent. So maturity has nothing to do with it.
Well, it does. That's where the age of consent laws come from, because years ago, judges sat down and they worked out, well, at what age is someone mature enough? The reason I'm trying to say this, Anthony, is because you obviously believe that this girl is not mature enough to give consent, and that's fine if you believe that.
She's not old enough to give consent.
But in 2 months she is. So, my God, is she really going to mature that much in two months? So hang on. Why do we have laws, Jeremy? She's going to become a completely different person in 2 months.
Okay,
that's unbelievable.
When you get to 18, if there's a general election 2 weeks before your 18th birthday, you can't vote.
Because obviously you have to have a cut-off point.
That's exactly the point.
Yes, well, can we deal with real life here for a second? Really? Like, is she really going to mature that much in the space of two months? Like, listen to what you're saying.
But you just said it yourself. We have to have a cut-off point.
Listen to what you're saying.
Anthony, going to the guards could literally ruin this young man's life. Is that what you want to see happening here?
He had sex with an underage girl. That is statutory rape.
And technically you're right to say that. But is it worth ruining a young man's life? Because that's what could happen here.
He broke the law. So actions have consequences. This 18-year-old needs to be punished, right? Can't just well go breaking the law like that. Not when statutory rape has happened.
Okay, hang on there for a moment. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. Oh, sorry,
Before you go to Darren, hang on a sec there, Darren. Can we just find out from Anthony? Can you ask Anthony what he wants to be done with this matter?
He wants him to be punished.
No, but if Anthony was Judge Judy here, what would he like to see being done to this 18-year-old kid?
He's not a kid, he's an adult. Well, Anthony, what would you like to see being done to this young man?
Castrated?
I would have him castrated. Given at most about 6 months in prison.
Oh, Jesus. 6 months in prison for...
Well, what would you rather? Nothing for breaking the law like that. Statutory rape has to be consequences for that.
6 months in prison. And for...
And a criminal record for life.
For two teenagers in a relationship.
The girl is unable to give consent because she's 16. She's underage and this 18-year-old... is an adult in the eyes of the law.
Yeah, but I can't give up. You're literally going by the letter of the law. You are literally...
But that's what laws are.
Well, the law has to mean something.
Not even a judge would go on the way you're going on. Not even a judge. So you want to have an 18-year-old...
Well, it's a shame we have such soft judges in this country. We need some tougher judges.
No, we do have a lot of soft judges. I agree with you. But what you're basically saying is because an 18-year-old had sex with his nearly 17-year-old girlfriend by literally, we're talking weeks, case a week, he should be locked up behind bars. That's what you're saying. Yeah, just so I'm clear. That's what you're saying. Lock him up. Sex offenders register.
Well, it has to be some kind of punishment. Can't just let him off with a warning.
No, I agree.
Okay, stay there for a second. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Jesus, if Anthony was in control of this country, the first thing he'd have to do is build about 4 or 5 prisons.
Yeah, you're probably right. But you've heard what he said. The law has been broken here and that young man needs to be punished.
No. See, if it was a case of it was a one-night stand and the man groomed him or something, or the man groomed her, it wasn't. They're in a relationship. They've already met the person. They've already met the young lad. I was in that same situation, basically, back in the day in school.
Okay, tell me your story. You were 17.
I was 17 and she was 15.
And
we were in a relationship. And we stayed together then when I was 21 and she was 19.
And were you having sex with her when she was 15 and you were 17?
Everywhere, yeah. But never done. Like, it never came into my head I'm breaking the law. I was just in a relationship with a girl. It never came into my head.
And I'm sure it doesn't with many young people. It doesn't come into their head that, oh, if we do this, we're breaking the law.
No, it doesn't come into your head at all. It only comes into your head if the dad is has a problem with it. But like, if you're with the per, if you're with the girl, like, and you're clearly not grooming her, then I don't see the problem.
Well, there you are, Anthony. Darren was in the exact same situation. Do you think Darren should have been arrested and jailed for 6 months?
Should have been punished for that because he was likewise breaking the law like this 18-year-old has done. Because this is a fact, the age of consent is 17.
Anthony, so, would you put someone in prison if they were breaking the speed limit by about four or five kilometres? Would you put them in prison?
Depends.
It's no leeway at all, no? It's no common sense.
If we're putting other lives at risk, yes.
Anthony, sorry, Darren, you were in a relationship with this girl. She was 15, you were 17. Did parents ever find out, or how did that play out?
I was always in their house, or maybe every second day or every week. I was in my house, and I never once came into conversation, I'm breaking the law.
But you were.
Technically, yeah. Like it's the same as that situation right now. They're in a relationship. Like, if they weren't in a relationship, maybe, yeah. Report them or something if it was bad. But okay, like,
Anthony, that's the difference here. This young couple are in a relationship and the young fella has even met mammy and daddy. This is a different scenario altogether.
But he had sex with an underage girl, all right, who cannot give consent. If he was in a relationship, they truly cared, he would have just waited till she was over 17. Then it would be legal.
Okay, I've a few messages that I've been asked to play to you. Have a listen to this message first.
I was pregnant at 16, had my baby at 17, and 42 years later, through a medical intervention in my life, Tulsa found out I was pregnant at 16 and came looking for the father. I didn't obviously give the name because it was consensual at 16. I was certainly not going to ruin someone's life 42 years later. Get a grip. They're having sex together, the two of them. He's not grooming her. The family know all about him. Just get a grip. It's different. Grooming is completely different.
Okay, Anthony, grooming is completely different, and this guy has done nothing wrong. He is known to the family. He's not a randomer. It's a very different story.
He had sex with a 16-year-old who is underage. That is breaking the law. It's statutory rape.
Okay, I have another message that I've been asked to play for you as well. David.
Hey, that's a great topic. Could you just ask that fool Anthony there, what happened if the roles were reversed and it was the girl that was 18 and it was the fella, the young lad that was 16? Would he still want the girl locked up then for 6 months in prison? I've been in this situation donkeys years ago. I was 16 and she was 15 and we were in a relationship for like 2 years, and you'd be surprised what 15 and 16 year olds get up to. But should I be locked up then at the same time, even though I was underage as well? So just ask you that, Anthony.
Well, Anthony, do you want to respond to that?
If the roles were reversed, there was an older girl with a boy who was under the age of consent, then yes, I would want her locked up as well.
But we wouldn't even be having this conversation if the roles were reversed.
I'm going to say, because in that scenario, the girl who necessarily had sex with an underage boy will be breaking the law and breaking the law.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second, because Catherine, you were in this situation yourself.
Yes, I was. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say?
Yeah, I had sex for the first time with my boyfriend on my 18th birthday, and he's just over a year younger than me, so he was still 16.
Okay, so you were the older one. You were 18, you were an adult, and your boyfriend was below the age of consent.
Yes. So should I have been reported?
Well, according to Anthony, yes, you should have.
8 years later, we got married. 6 years later, we got married. And we're married now 23 years.
And do you feel like a groomer? And I'm not making light of it, by the way, but do you feel like you groomed him?
Groomed him? I couldn't have stopped him. I don't mean that frivolous now.
No, I get you. No, but there are people, and Anthony's probably one of them, that believes that you groomed him. Or I don't know, maybe he doesn't, because a woman can't groom a man, apparently.
Yeah, you see, there's different standards for men and different standards for women. That's not on.
There's been many...
Well, let's see if Anthony would apply different standards. She was 18, he was 16. Should she have been jailed for this 6 months that you're talking about?
Yes.
There you are, Catherine. You should have been jailed as well.
At 18 years of age, you'd want an 18-year-old to go to prison for 6 months. We were together about 7 or 8 months at the time.
And would your parents or his parents have been aware that you were having sex?
Not a hope.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
So the argument here is that the law...
This was 32 years ago. And we're still together.
I know, but the law was still the same 32 years ago. The age of consent was still 17.
But if Anthony had his way, I would have been in prison. We wouldn't have ended up together. We've been together since. So obviously I've been grooming him for 32 years, have I? I started him off young.
The fact of the matter is, and this goes back to Yvonne, who was on at the start of this conversation, the law was broken by you in this case. And breaking laws have to have consequences.
And the consequence was 32 years of relationship.
It is bizarre, Catherine, the difference in attitudes. There was a story last week from the UK the news, and I saw it on one of the websites, of a teacher, which happens, by the way, so regularly. A female teacher in England had sex with one of her pupils, and I think he was 16 years of age, and she was in her late 20s. And
that's different.
Yeah, but all the comments underneath this story were, oh, lucky bastard, lucky, I would have loved to ride my teacher. And I was, whereas if it was the other way, and if it was a male teacher, it'd be cut his dick off.
Absolutely.
I don't get the double standards.
Catherine, thanks for your call. And I want to bring in one final message from Mike.
Jeremy, would you be okay with her going out and drinking in a pub at 16 years old? Or the way you're saying it there is that it doesn't matter. It's only an age. It's only a few months. Or if she was 17, nearly 18, you'd be okay with her going out drinking then? Or is that law just to be ignored as well?
And this goes back to the conversation earlier on that we have laws for a reason. The laws, where it comes to age, are there to protect young people.
Okay, well, not to punish them. The point you made is not comparable, because the legal age of drinking is 18. So she's 2 years away from that. Whereas... for the age of consent, she's literally only 2 months away. So you're not...
Right now, she is.
Apples and oranges.
Right now, she is.
Apples and oranges.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. And that way, you'll get a notification each and every day we upload a new podcast, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.